The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly.
Hello.
So if I toss the name Tessica Brown out at you, does it ring a bell?
Is that Gorilla Glue Girl?
Yes, none other than Gorilla Glue Girl, which, if you'll recall...
When I do my hair, I like to, you know, finish it off with a little Got to Be Glue spray. You know, just to keep it in place. Well, I didn't have any more Got to Be Glue spray, so I used Gorilla Glue spray. Bad idea. My hair, it don't move. I've washed my hair 15 times, and it don't move.
Yeah, so she was the woman who went viral after applying Gorilla Glue adhesive spray to her hair. It was a huge ordeal, if you'll remember.
Yeah, it was a big thing. And then, like, plastic surgeon had to get involved, got her freed, and all is well.
Yeah,
right?
After
and then she had some merch.
Yeah, after a huge, huge, just a long, drawn-out, like, ordeal with, you know, getting the Gorilla Glue out of her hair. So now it only makes sense that Tessica Brown has her own hair care line now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would not call that a natural progression since it was a hair boo-boo that got her famous.
Yeah, but, you know, she's where she is because of the fact that she accidentally applied the Gorilla Glue to her hair. Now she has launched a new hair care line, and it includes a hairspray called Forever Hold.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it works, right?
Look, I'm not going to try it out.
Okay.
Because it may work too well.
All right.
However, good for her getting her name back out there for better reasons other than this. But I'll tell you, I mean, no one would really be talking about the fact that there's a new hairspray line called Forever Hold if it weren't for the fact that she used Gorilla Glue like earlier in the year. Was it earlier in the year? I think it was earlier in the year.
Yeah, I think so. We're going to need to see a list of the ingredients, though. I'm going to need to make sure there's no actual glue involved.
I know, for sure. So, Tessica Brown there, Gorilla Glue Girl, that was back in January, captivated the country with her ordeal. Now has her own hair care line. So, all right.
Wow.
Good morning. Yep.
Turning tragedy into triumph.
There you go. Every hour we give you feel-good stories brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
So on Sunday, the Animal Care and Control Team of Philadelphia, or ACCT Philly, posted on their Facebook page a story of how some homeowners there in Philadelphia had heard some meowing in the walls. So their contractor, who's doing some work over there, opened up the wall, found 9 adult cats with 7 kittens.
In the wall?
In the wall.
Wow.
He was able to get them out, but it took 8 hours to do it.
Yeah, because cats are stubborn anyways, so.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Exactly. It took a lot. Sadly, one of the kittens died shortly after the rescue, but many of the other cats, also in desperate need of medical attention, likely would not have lasted much longer inside the wall had it not be from our hero contractor, who then got them to ACCT Philly. They're going to work on socializing the animals, get them back to full health, so they can have a better chance at finding perfect forever homes.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Lucky they were in the right place.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we'll tweet out that story at Ben and Kelly Show. But 8 hours, man, that's a lot of effort to put into saving those kitties. Saved most of them.
There you go. Feel good every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX. Let's get to a little bit of sports here real quick. Okay. So, you know Cristiano Ronaldo, right?
Yes, I do. He is a very attractive soccer player.
Yeah, and one of the richest sports players in the world. He's fantastic. Yes. Saw this all over my Twitter feed on Monday. But now, the 10 seconds it took for Cristiano at a post-match like little press conference to move 2 bottles of Coke away from the screen that mm-hmm. was, you know, sitting there as like product placement, you know?
Uh-huh.
And hold up his bottle of water and say, agua. Cost Coca-Cola $4 billion.
Yep. And, you know, he just is, he's super strict about his diet. He can, like, eat 6 meals a day. So he's, like, super ultra healthy. It makes sense. But I don't think he meant to cause such a ruckus.
Yeah. So Coke's stock price dropped. That's yeah. how he cost the company $4 billion in market value. The ramifications of that were outrageous. Like, it had no clue that little gesture.
Yeah.
When he sits down at the mic, you know, for a press conference, there's mm-hmm. two bottles of Coke there. He just takes it with his right hand, moves them yeah. off screen, holds up his bottle of water and says, you know, water. You know, drink water.
Uh-huh.
Cost them $4 billion.
But before you start crying for Coca-Cola, they still have a value of $238 billion. So I think they're going to be fine.
Oh, yeah. I'm not worried about the future of Coca-Cola and their brand. Okay. No, not at all.
All right.
But I just think it's amazing that, you know, people like Elon Musk are like, hey, I can manipulate the market, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And Cristiano Ronaldo's like, here, hold my beer.
Hold my water.
Hold my water, right. Here, hold my water. Let me show you what I can do. Yeah, so that was ahead of the Portugal-Hungary. A lot of people are like saying, this is weird because he used to endorse Coke. But yeah, yep. that was way long ago, like early in his career. And
he's figured out that water's better for his body.
He's figured
helps
out.
Him play better.
Yep.
Keeps you hydrated.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, anyways, yeah, good.
Well, all right then. Good for you, Cristiano.
Yep. So if you see that trending, that's why. All right, there you go. That's a little bit of sports here on 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar stories, these are examples of what not to do.
Okay.
If you can manage to make it through the day without locking yourself out and pulling a Santa Claus, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
If I say...
Okay, so... I'm guessing there's a chimney involved. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, pulling a Santa Claus going down the chimney. Yes.
Gotcha.
This out in Nevada.
Oh.
Where 18-year-old woman locked herself out. Man, that stinks. You know?
Yes, that is the worst. I once spent about 5 hours out locked outside of my sister's house while she was at work and I was visiting her. And I was in my jammies.
Yeah,
like a dog.
That's no fun.
No, it's not. It really isn't.
So you start looking for open windows. You start looking mm-hmm. for ways to maybe get back into the house. Let's not try what she did when she got up on the roof, just like Santa Claus, and attempted to go down the chimney. I say attempted to go down the chimney because did she make it?
I'm feeling like she was unsuccessful.
Yeah, the... Henderson Fire Department Uh-oh. Actually had to rescue her out of the chimney. She was rescued without any injuries.
Oh, dang.
But yeah, could be a very tight situation. Could be even dangerous. Especially if the homeowners decide to start a fire. But, you know, thankfully it's the summertime, so that's not going to happen. But
yeah, okay. Okay.
So, you know, I get
I'm
it.
I'm really glad I didn't make the same choice. I don't think my sister had a chimney at the time, so that probably helped in my decision.
Probably.
But yeah, never going to be a good idea. I don't know of anyone other than Santa who has been successful in going down a chimney. I feel like we've had a few other examples of people having to get cut out of chimneys before, but maybe they didn't hear those stories.
Well, and you know, every single time we feature those stories in Setting the Bar. So it's like people aren't listening. So again, if you
it's the same spotlight.
Yeah. If you can manage to make it through the day without locking yourself out and then pulling a Santa Claus to try to get back in, having then to be rescued by the fire department, you're doing okay.
Oh, talk about a bad situation getting way, 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 way worse.
Yep, that is setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. This is kind of funny because Planet Fitness, and I don't know if this is actually helping their business or not, but they did this. They do this poll for Father's Day every year.
Uh-huh.
And their annual survey on dad bods found that they're more popular than ever.
Oh, which would mean that technically they wouldn't need their services there.
Right. 70% of the women that took place in this survey from Planet Fitness said it's an attractive look now. So describe what you would say a dad bod is.
Okay, so a dad bod to me,
yeah, to you,
is kind of just like a little soft. You don't necessarily have like defined abs, maybe.
Okay.
Don't have like super defined pecs.
Yeah.
Maybe.
All right.
You just
said soft. That's like, and I get it. Yeah, I get it. I feel like I kind of fall in that dad bod sort of mold.
Okay. Well, I mean, you have a shirt on, so I can't really tell.
I'm not going to take my shirt off. But you've seen me without my shirt plenty of times.
I have.
Yeah. And
but, you're a runner. You do things to stay in shape.
Sure, but I have soft features, as you described. I don't have the six-pack abs. I don't.
But you know what? You also have lots of hair that I feel like covers lots of things. So you're good, Sparky.
If I shaved, would that accentuate my dad bodness?
Maybe.
Oh, gosh. I don't know if I want that.
I mean, do you have things that are defined? Can you see the line?
What do you mean things?
Like abs and pecs.
I just told you I don't. No.
There you go.
Yeah.
You just classified yourself as a dad bod. Don't, I feel cornered. Like I'm trying to, I don't want to say, yeah, you're rocking a dad bod because I don't know if that's a compliment to you or not.
Oh, I don't care.
In this context, we're saying yes.
Well, according to 70% of the women that took place in this Planet Fitness poll, yeah, I mean, I'm rocking this dad bod, and look, I'm confident in my own skin at this point. And
your wife thinks you're the hottest guy on the planet.
I wouldn't go so far as to say that.
That's really all that matters.
but we're okay. So, anyways, if you've got rocking that dad bod, know that. You know what? The year 2021, not a bad thing. 99.7 DJX. Relationships are always so unique to each individual person and their experiences in each one. And that's why I think we talk about them every single day. And when your partner starts into something new that maybe you don't understand or get, It can be weird.
Yeah, and this one is so far out of his realm of understanding. He's coming to us because he's freaked out and his family's freaked out.
Yeah, yeah. And it's involving dead amphibians.
Okay.
It's involving the way she's dressing now.
Yeah, that's different. She's changing her look.
Yeah, changing her look and changing the way she's talking about people. And so, yeah, Mark is just like, he's been dating her. He's a little bit invested. He's been dating her 2 years. So he's not exactly sure whether this is cause for concern, whether he can weather this storm, or whether he needs to just be like, all right, peace out.
We need hopefully some experienced people to call in and shed some light on what this might mean. Tell us more about it. Help us figure out, like, how big of a deal is this?
Yeah, so I'll get Mark on the phone.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, we'll try not to judge too much. You can always reach out to us and, give you a call and have you work through the issues at hand. Mark, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So when we got your message, kind of made us scratch our head a little bit. So, yeah, walk us through it.
All right, man. So my girlfriend in 2 years have gotten into witchcraft of late, right?
Okay, you said witchcraft, right? Like witches.
Yeah, man. Okay. Yeah, it's like freaking me out, man.
Okay. All right.
She has a major personality change. She's freaking my family out as well, man. Like, she's dressing in all black all the time.
Mm-hmm.
never stops talking about putting spells on people, man.
Seriously?
Wow. Seriously, man. Like, and, you know, I love life. It's fantastic. But everything else is really weird. Like, the other night, I walked in on her performing a ritual with a dead frog in the middle of the kitchen, man. The middle of our kitchen.
Stop it.
Crazy.
Stop it. This is like something out of a movie or something you'd see on a show.
Yeah, man. It's pretty out there, man. And it is getting weirder and weirder. And I'm not sure if, you know, if I could stay on or get off this crazy ride, man. What do you think, man?
Okay. All right, Mark. Well, girlfriend of a couple years. You said she has just recently started into this new, can we call it a hobby? Or is it like a way of life? I don't even know what to call it. Plus, if you break up with her, aren't you worried that she's going to like perform a spell on you or something?
Yeah, man. It reminds me of the movie The Craft, but just today. Like, I don't know, man. It's really weird, man. Like, I don't know if I should stay or break up.
All right. All right. Well, Mark, we've got really opinionated listeners waiting to tell you what to do with your life. So that's the good news. But yeah, man, hang out and we'll see what we can do for you, okay?
All right, man. Appreciate the help, man. Really, really want to see what everybody thinks.
No problem, Mark.
A lot of people mentioned what you did. Like, are you afraid if you leave, she will cast a spell?
And I don't know. The only thing I know about witchcraft is what Harry Potter has told me and any sort of Hollywood movie has told me. So My only experience with witchcraft is what the movies and television have shown me. So,
well, the dead frog doesn't lead us to think that it's happy fun magic. So that's what causes me concern. Kimberly said the same thing. Yeah, when dead animals come into it, that's a crazy train you might want to get off. I mean, since this is a sudden left turn from how she was before, you may want to sit down, talk to her, express your concerns about the sudden changes to her personality and that she's bringing dead animals into the house.
Yeah, in the kitchen. Then,
yeah, exactly. And then Gabriel's like, if you can't accept her for who she is, then leave her. She deserves better.
Ah.
That is a unique viewpoint.
Okay.
That stood out from all the other ones that are sending us gifs like, run!
Okay, what?
Run!
Now, because we're saying run because we don't understand. So
right.
I think it would help if someone could reach out who is in that world and could shed some more light on it. Googling's not going to help, Kelly.
What does it mean if you sacrifice a frog in your kitchen?
Now, to be fair, we don't know if she sacrificed it or not. All we know is it wasn't alive. So 502-571-9970, this is group therapy. We have found ourselves in a world where I don't have a whole lot of experience, and that is witchcraft. All I know, self-admittedly, is from the movies. Mark, he's got a girlfriend of a couple years. Mark's girlfriend has recently gotten into witchcraft. Dresses in all black, talks about spells, weirding everyone out, even walked in on her and a dead frog in their kitchen, asking what our take is.
Yeah, his family's freaked out. He's freaked out. He doesn't know if this relationship is worth these drastic changes.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a lot of people chiming in. On text line, Tiana says, I practice witchcraft. I don't mess with dead animals or do spells on people. He needs to talk to her about it if it's making him uncomfortable. There's white, gray, and black magic.
Mm.
White magic does no harm to anyone or anything. Gray magic is mostly good, but they'll dabble a little in black magic. Black magic is dark and harmful. I do white magic, which is like self-esteem, prosperity, happiness spells. Just things that would be positive. Every witch is different, though.
Yeah. Okay, so I asked if anyone has experience to give us a call. Jennifer, thank you for calling us. Now, you have some experience in the witch world.
I'm listening, but I had to pull over and call in because this is a big one for me. I am a priestess in the Wiccan religion,
mm-hmm.
So I understand a little bit about what's going on a little bit more than y'all do because all you know is from movies and television.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And Jennifer, help shed some light on this because literally the only thing I know about witchcraft and wizardry is from Harry Potter and from, you know, all those, the movies, the witches, anything Hollywood has thrown at me, that's what I understand.
Right, which is kind of, you know, what I can't stand is the traditional Hollywood representation of a witch because that's not what we are. So those people who follow the Wiccan religion, it's an earth-based religion. I like to call myself a tree-hugging dirt worshiper. So it's earth-based. But what it sounds like that she's doing is more of voodoo.
Ooh.
Or hoodoo, which is a little bit different. So that's what that sounds like to me. Because I don't, you know, I don't wear all black. I don't goth out. You know, spell casting is a physical representation of praying. So when you pray at night, you just, you know, close your eyes, clasp your hands, and, you know, talk to God.
Right.
The way we do it is physically with spells. So that's kind of what she's doing. But Wiccans don't sacrifice animals.
Okay, so that's where you're thinking maybe she's not actually practicing witchcraft. It's more something.
Oh, no, no. I think she's practicing black magic. I absolutely do. I think she's practicing black magic, and there's something happened to her that put her on that path.
Mm.
So he needs to sit down and talk to her about it because she's really going down off the deep end. Because we believe in the law of three, and I'm sure y'all do as well, that everything that you put out into the universe comes back to you three times over.
Okay.
So if you kill an animal in your spellcraft or in your spellcasting, you've taken a life. And so that's going to come back to you three times over.
That's bad. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
So That's a bad deal, dude.
Okay. Jennifer, I appreciate you enlightening me and us on this, okay?
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Wow, okay.
That was a lot of information. Tree-hugging dirt worshiper. I like that.
I do. I like that, too.
But this does sound more like in the black magic realm, especially with the whole animal sacrifice thing.
Okay, so if I'm equating this to Disney movies, this would be... like the nemesis to Princess Tiana, is that?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. In Princess
that
and the Frog.
Shadow Man,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know, but yeah, I think absolutely, at the very least, we sit her down, because she has to not be surprised he's noticed a very huge change in her behavior, appearance, all the things. So he sits down, talks to her, like, what's up?
Yeah.
What is this? What are you doing? What led you to do this? And are you going to continue doing this? And then maybe he can decide, do I want my future to look like that?
Yeah. And, you know, Jennifer pointed it out there and Brad's pointing it out. Witchcraft aside, the drastic change she's made usually means there's some sort of trauma or stress that triggered it. And so that's what we need to kind of dive into.
To the root of it. Sarah's like, buy some holy water and a cross, maybe even a bulb of garlic and a steak.
She's not a vampire.
Yes. Yeah, I don't think she's a vampire.
No, she's not a vampire, for goodness sakes. All right. Well, hey, Mark, keep us posted, and hopefully, you know, it's just a learning of things, and it's just an adjustment, and maybe, you know, you can learn to live with it or not. But it sounds like if not, then you better douse yourself in some holy water before
Let's
you decide
be kind
to run.
With our discussion,
yes, I know.
Let's exit gracefully,
right?
So we don't get the spell.
I know, that's right, and hopefully it already hasn't been cast on you. So, anyways, keep us posted, Mark. If you have been listening and you're just banging your head against the steering wheel because we're completely off base, go ahead and post it up on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. There, that is group therapy. I want to get to the setting the bar story, but it is almost a win. But the setting the bar story is for this cheating dude. All right.
Okay.
Okay. So if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to date multiple women at the same time without them knowing, you're doing okay.
I'm guessing he was unsuccessful at the them not knowing part.
Yes, and this is where we get to the story, which is kind of fantastic I mean, it's not fantastic that these women were cheated on, but how they responded is the story.
That's the win.
Yep. So Sophie, she's, you know, 26 years old, been dating her boyfriend Adam, not his real name. He's 34. For about 8 months. So a little bit of time, you know, that's more than just, you know, a casual relationship at that point, right?
Sure.
Well, little did she know, Kristen, who's 33, met Adam on Hinge.
Uh-oh.
You know, that's a dating app.
Uh-huh.
Back in August. And eventually became, as Kristen thought, exclusive.
Uh-oh.
So Kristen's the new girl, I guess. And she thought, okay, we're in an exclusive relationship. And so they even planned an international trip together to Turkey.
Oh, wow. That's a really big trip.
Right. But a few days before the flight, Kristen gets a voicemail from Sophie. Remember Sophie? She's the 26-year-old.
She's the first girlfriend, we think.
Yep. And they both realized Adam has been lying to them.
Uh-oh.
So, this is what they decide to do. So, Kristen and Adam got on their flight. Everything was status quo. Everything was great. We're going to go to Turkey. They get on the flight unaware that Sophie is also on the plane.
Oh my God.
Oh. They land in Turkey. That's when they pull the big surprise.
Oh no.
Confront him in the airport.
Oh gosh.
And so he's speechless.
Yeah.
Kristen and Sophie, and see, so often you see women then get angry at each other and not at the guy.
They butt heads.
They butt heads, and they're like, he's my man. When in reality,
the boy is my.
Right.
That's what came to my head.
They should be getting upset with the guy. So yeah. Sophie and Kristen, they turn on Adam and then abandon him at the airport and go on vacation together.
Oh, wow.
So
they turned it into a girl's trip.
They turned it into
left
a girl's
him
trip.
Out in the cold.
Yes. And so they go, they spend great time together. They're taking photos. They're getting to know each other. They're turning into besties. And they were actually even on the flight home.
Shut up.
With.
No.
Adam. So, like, they have no idea what he even did. Like, he probably had to find some hotel by himself and figure everything out.
That's amazing revenge.
Yes.
That is the best kind of revenge. What's your mind going through? If you're Adam, you're busted. You're in Turkey. He obviously didn't turn around and go home.
Right.
He hung out in Turkey. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if he tried to hook up with some girl in Turkey.
I mean,
and then had to sit on the flight watching your two girlfriends be best friends talking about their amazing trip.
Yeah, so they've documented it in photos, and it's pretty fantastic.
Yeah,
so
that's fantastic.
Yeah, we'll tweet the link so you can kind of see it too, at Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, setting the bar. All right, this is kind of a setting the bar for cheating guys who think maybe they can pull one over. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to date multiple women at the same time without them knowing, then you're doing okay.
Oh, but we ended up in the feel-good lane with a girl's trip to Turkey. How fun is that?
There you go. At Ben and Kelly Show, if you want to see this story for more. Throwback Thursday, if you've never heard this, well, buckle up, because it's an experience that you won't soon forget, because it's a bunch of songs maybe you haven't heard on the radio in a while.
Freight Train of Fun. Toot, toot, get on board.
Yep. They're played back to back to back to back to back. We don't even play the entire song because there's just too much to do. So that'll all launch coming up here in less than 10 minutes, lasting for about a half an hour here on 99.7 DJX. And we got to shout out our buddy Bob over at Drake's, because Drake's jumped in and said, hey, we want to be a sponsor for Throwback Thursday. He's turning the big 4-0 today. So,
oh, wow. That's a milestone birthday. We got to make a big deal about that. Do we start with that? I mean, I feel like there's only a way to start that Freight Train of Fun in honor of Bob's 40th. Go shout it, get your birthday.
I don't know. He didn't actually request any sort of song, so I think it's up for us to go ahead and give him some sort of honorary song.
Where we start. Go shout it, it's your birthday. Okay. We're gonna party like it's your birthday.
All right, so that's coming up here next.
Mornings, we take you on an audio journey through time. Ben and Kelly's Throwback Thursday, presented by Drake's, celebrating 10 years in Louisville. Come play. Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right, happy 40th to Bob from Drake's. So shouting out you and 50 Cent. It's appropriate to kick off Throwback Thursday, DJX.
Go shout. It's your birthday.
And that song still slaps.
It does.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Text from Brittany.
Yeah, Brittany said, please play Britney Spears till the world ends. It's my favorite. I need it this morning.
Oh, wow. Needs.
That sounds, yeah, it sounds serious.
Okay. I mean, we don't want to disappoint, right?
This kitten got your tongue tied in knots, I see.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Your requests make up our playlist. Jennifer rolls in with a tweet. I'm so pumped for TBT today. Yeah. How about hit us up with some summertime, Will Smith?
All right.
No. Not Will Smith.
Fresh Prince.
That's right.
Of Bel Air.
He was known as the Fresh Prince back in this day. All right. First day of summer is this Sunday. It's Father's Day as well. Sun's out, buns out, let's go. That's a vibe, is it not? That's a vibe.
It's a vibe. Yes.
Throwback Thursday. Your requests making up our playlist. We just play a bunch of songs you haven't heard. Back to back to back to back. Amanda rolls in with a, hey, can we hear Boombastic?
Wow. Oh, wow.
All right.
Mr. Lava Lava.
Slow. What was that again?
Mr. Lava Lava.
Okay. Wow. Throwback Thursday. Yeah, that's the same Shaggy that sings It Wasn't Me.
Those are like, what, his two biggest hits?
Oh, gosh, you forget about Angel.
I did forget about Angel.
Yeah, okay, yeah, don't take that away from Shaggy.
Sorry.
And, yeah, Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX. Kelsey, all caps, with the Elmo in Hell gif to accompany the tweet.
Uh-oh.
She says, call an ambulance, sweet baby Jesus, it's TBT, send help, my coworkers are not safe from my sweet dance moves. Wow. Okay. Kelsey, we're sending an ambulance over to your place. Throwback Thursday.
The sun goes down, I'm glad you...
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Those guys give good piggyback rides.
That's right. You did. Wasn't it Max?
I don't even know. Was it Max?
Piggyback ride? I think it was Max.
Adriana rolls in. Hey, need a little All-American Rejects. Gives you hell. Please, please, please. Oh, three pleases. All right, that works.
Dang.
Throwback Thursday.
I wake up every evening.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Just the tips of these songs. That's all you really need, right?
Oh, absolutely. Elizabeth said, hey, Ben and Kelly. Since you guys talked about Goodwill earlier, how about playing some Thrift Shop by Macklemore for Throwback Thursday? Have a great day.
Aw.
She's so sweet.
Elizabeth with two hearts at the end of her name.
Absolutely. We love it.
I mean, it's so sweet and caring and just polite. All right.
Let's pop some tags.
All right, Throwback Thursday. It's 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Your tweets, your texts make up our playlist. 502-571-9970.
Megan said, can you play some Nelly in the car, sing loud? Music turned up. My kids think I'm embarrassing. Thank you, Megan.
Gosh, whenever you have an opportunity to embarrass your kids, right?
Absolutely, you gotta take it.
I mean, especially with this song. Am I right?
Megan, turn it up.
Am I right? All right, Throwback Thursday. This is for Megan and her kids in the car.
I've seen video.
My butt getting big. Oh, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 WJX.
Can we give a shout out? Christian said, can I get a shout out to all my field hockey girls at the Mercy Camp today? Have fun, girls.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Awesome. Just a random text for Danity Kane.
Oh, that.
Do you remember this group?
That's a throwback to the throwback.
I was going to say, put together another girl group put together from what? Diddy's competition?
Yes.
Yep. Throwback Brother Thursday. Man, this takes me back to like Bar Louisville. Those days.
When you were standing on the bar cow. Saying, who's feeling single and sexy?
That's crazy. Music has that magical way of just taking you back to a moment. Am I right?
All right. Oh, of course.
Throwback Thursday. Gabe rolls in with a Wake Me Up. Man, haven't heard this one in a while. I love those. Throwback Thursday.
Got it,
all right, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. There's a bunch of songs you haven't heard. Play back to back to back to back to back.
Shout out to Abby. She is pretty great. She says, you guys are what I look forward to every Thursday. Thank you for making my mornings better. I don't usually leave for work until 8:40, but on Thursdays, I get in the car at 8:30 so I can listen to the full length of Throwback Thursday.
There's dedication right there. Like that.
Absolutely. I love it.
Courtney says, hey, since y'all are playing all the good jams this morning, how about some Usher? Hey, well, then, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we will.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it is legal in the car to point to the window and then point to the other window and pretend that's the actual wall, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Throwback Thursday. What'd you say about this song, Kelly?
I said this stupid little song is probably the greatest achievement ever.
Ever.
I mean, the lyrics didn't take a lot.
Ever.
But this song slapped so hard, it's amazing.
So many years later, I know. It's Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX. Aaron rolls in with a Destiny's Child, Bills, Bills, Bills. Oh, gosh, man.
Yeah.
This, another that just helped solidify Beyonce and the girls on the map. Early 2000s jam here on Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
At first we thought it out real cool.
Oh, so good. Throwback Thursday. Emma. Hey, Ben and Kelly. Need Diamonds by Rihanna.
Oh, yeah.
Man, when you guys come up with songs that Kelly and I haven't heard in a while, that is saying some stuff.
That's impressive.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Kelly, are you trying to manage a disgruntled Tessa?
We do have a disgruntled Tessa.
Oh,
she
God.
Says, listen, y'all never play any song I request.
Hey, get in line, Tessa.
I mean, I'm reading tone.
Get in line.
I am reading tone.
All right.
And she's quite salty about it. She has thrown out there Mariah Carey. She's thrown out there Puff Daddy.
Okay. I'm going to toss a coin, and I'm going to give you neither, but it does... Listen,
oh,
listen.
God.
Hang
a
on.
Second.
Hang on.
This
it, no, it features Puff Daddy.
Okay.
All right, he's involved.
Oh,
Throwback Thursday.
Now
7, DJX. Man, it just goes so fast, doesn't it?
It does.
It's like we start and then it stops.
I asked Tessa if we were still friends with that one. I've yet to get a response.
Well, here's the...
Gosh, I hope she heard it.
Here's the thing. Most people think that's a Puff Daddy song anyways. I mean, it's technically Notorious B.I.G., but whatever.
True statement.
Throwback Thursday here at 99.7 DJX. Just a bunch of songs played back to back to back to back. We try to get to them all every single week. And you know what? If we miss yours this week, we'll try to get to it next week. That's how it all rolls, all right?
I think that's a good way to sum it up.
Hot Dad 2021, an opportunity for your dad to get the hookup this year, including a big screen TV, a air fryer, maybe even preferred meats thrown in some meat, or J. Nicole Salon and Spa Massage, all for being crowned Hot Dad. Get the word chef into the website.
C-H-E-F, chef.
Yeah, chef. You can be the chef. I did see something where it was like, if you happen to get your dad, some meat or a grill or something like that for Father's Day, don't try to do the grilling for him. He wants to do it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Dads are pretty protective over their meat.
Yes, we are protective of our meat, Kelly. You're right.
As it was coming out of my mouth, I was like, this doesn't sound good, right? People are just going to tune in and be like, what kind of show is that?
We are very protective of our meat. And I know from personal experience, because I did receive a grill like one of the last Father's Days, either last year or the year before. But yeah, I mean, I got the grill, and man, I was like, can't wait to toss
this
some meat.
Daddy's toy.
Yep. Can't wait to toss some meat on this bad boy. Let's fire it up. So get the word chef into the website, C-H-E-F, and you're in to win Hot Dad 2021. All right, coming up next, feel good story. What do you got working on?
We go thrifting at the local Goodwill store in San Diego. There's a lady that found something, a little blast from her past.
Every hour we give you feel good stories brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
Valencia Walker, she lives in San Diego. She shared this story on TikTok that she bought this nightstand from her local Goodwill store and found a note hidden in it. It looked like it was written by a child.
Okay.
It had a series of phone numbers, including one listed for Carly, which happened to be the name of her sister, and identified, yep, that was her childhood phone number.
Whoa!
Yeah, she said, we haven't had a home phone probably like 10 to 15 years. What are the chances of that? She found the girl's name on another note hidden in the nightstands, and a Facebook message confirmed those nightstands indeed had once belonged to the family of a childhood friend.
Wow. Okay, that's cool.
How fun is that?
I like that.
I know. I'm just wondering how many people have actually come across things like when you're thrifting that maybe you later find out belong to somebody else that you knew. I know you recently found things that were yours.
Yeah, like we donate to Goodwill all the time. And, I've been in Goodwill and been like, oh, I recognize that.
Were you tempted to buy it back?
I know. They'd be like, you know what? I actually do miss it. Maybe I will.
It really was cute.
I am notorious, though, for buying something at Goodwill and like totally just chalking it up to, well, I've just made a donation to Goodwill. Because like I get it home and I'm like, yeah, I'll keep it around for like, a couple weeks and then just be like, well, back to Goodwill you go.
Was that where you bought the women's sweatshirt?
I have done that before. Pleats? Yes, yes. I have
real cute.
Picked up a sweatshirt I was like, basic, white sweatshirt, something I could use. I get it home, I notice, there are pleats in the shoulders.
Yeah, it's like a pleat, like puffies, like sleeve.
I didn't recognize that. And then, the name on the tag was like a very feminine name. And I was like, okay, I bought a woman's shirt there. So it's all right.
You know what? But did you try it on? Because I bet you could still rock it.
I did try it on, actually. Okay. I think it's somewhere if you mine for Instagram posts on my Instagram page, you could probably find it.
You did model those, didn't you?
Yeah, at Ben and Kelly Show or at Ben amazing. Davis Radio if you wanted to see it. But yeah, that's a cool story there.
Yep, we've tweeted it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Can I give you an audio clue as to the setting the bar story we're going to get to?
Okay.
It's different from the one we had earlier this morning.
All right. All right. Okay, good.
You ready? I like this. That was really loud.
Nature bears, yay.
Yeah.
I like bears.
It's all about bears, and it's coming up.
I love bears.
Yeah, love bears. Hate them when they're in setting the bar stories, because that's kind of terrifying, I'm sure.
Okay.
All right, but that's on the way in about 10 minutes. Setting the bar. These are stories that we always pass along to you every day, just so you know that there's a bar set for your day, very low as opposed to very high.
It's a really easy goal we think you can achieve just by not doing it.
Yeah, what do we always say? If you see a sign or a warning sign, that means someone has done it.
Yeah, there's a reason for it.
Yeah.
There's a reason there's instructions on Pop-Tarts.
Yep.
There's a reason that there is that sign, because somebody made that a necessity.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without pushing your friend down to avoid a bear, you're doing okay.
I'm sorry. Back the truck up. What happened?
I like bears. I think they're cool. I think about bears in the house, by the pool, when I'm driving, when I'm eating, when I'm walking with a knife, when I'm hiking, when I'm dancing,
making love to my wife. So the National Park Service has to once again offer some bear safety tips. Now, we in Kentucky have lots of bears. And so that includes, again, asking tourists to avoid pushing friends down when bears are around.
Wow, that is not a sign of being a good friend.
So yeah,
if you're going to like sacrifice them so you can get away, that's not a good quality to have.
Yeah, that's not a friend right there. You know, among some of the tips that rangers have published, if a bear clacks its teeth, sticks out its lips, huffs, woofs, or slaps the ground with its paws, it's saying, hey, you're a little too close and making me nervous.
Okay, I would heed that warning and be like, you know what? We're good. I'm going to go this way. You go that way.
Yeah, slowly back away. But things that you should never do: never play dead, never run, never shout or make any sudden movements. Also, they have to say, don't push your friend down to save yourself.
Wow. I need to know who did that to inspire this little warning, because wow.
And now, along with the National Park Service, there is an actual image, almost like a diagram of this very thing. A friend extending his other his hand and pushing his friend down in the forest, and a bear silhouette in the background. So
yeah, and the guy's just like, oh wow.
Yeah, again, there are warning signs and there are those advisories because people have done them.
Friends don't use friends as bear bait is what they say.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without pushing your friend down, even if you think the friendship has run its course to a...
If you're hiking in the woods, though, with your friend, I feel like you're still on good terms at that point. Are you not?
Yeah. To avoid bears, you're doing okay.
Hey, you fought a bear once. What did you do?
I didn't fight a bear. It was not ever a fight.
You were an Eagle Scout, right?
I was.
Something like that?
Yes. Eagle Scout is in my resume. But yes, it's the clanging of pots and pans and making noise when a bear enters your campsite. It scares the bear away.
So. To be fair, though, the headline you did give on this show was, I fought a bear and I won.
I know. It was a little bit, it was making an extreme statement to make a point. So
it was an over exaggeration a little bit.
I do that. Yes. Okay. Sometimes I'll over exaggerate just to make a point, make the story a little bit more fun. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. We're accessible. You can get a hold of the show whenever. 502-571-9970. Just a text away or a call away. Or you can always tweet or post about the show at Ben and Kelly Show. Steph writes in and says, listen to all on the drive to work. Keep in mind, I'm the only person in the vehicle. You all really make me laugh. Imagine the thoughts of other people seeing me alone and laughing hysterically. I think we need to create a window or bumper sticker that says, I'm listening to Ben and Kelly. I'm not crazy. That's funny. I like it.
I love it.
Yep. That's good.
I love it.
That's good.
That's perfect.
Thank you, Steph, for listening. We appreciate that.
Oh, that's fantastic. That made my day.
Yep. So, by the way, if you want to go back and listen to the phone call that we got from Mark about a couple hours ago, it may make you scratch your head, because it sure did for us.
Oh, yeah. This one was really kind of, out of our realm of understanding, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
His girlfriend recently got into witchcraft.
Yeah.
And, you know, started drastically changing her appearance. Her personality kind of changed. And he even, like, walked in, and in the kitchen, she had a dead frog. Not sure if she was the one that killed the frog, or
yeah,
if the frog was already dead, or what exactly she was doing with the frog, but right, it freaked him out. His family's freaked out, and he was just kind of really wondering what to do with it.
Yeah, and, you know, here's the thing. Like, self-admittedly, we are both like, hey, I know nothing about witches. The only thing we know about witches is from Harry Potter and, you know, Hollywood. So we heard from several who practice witchcraft in our listening audience, who kind of enlightened us to, you know, the practice, and that it's way more earth-based. And so if there is, now see, we don't know about the dead frog. Like, we don't know if his, Mark's girlfriend, like, was the one who killed this frog.
Right.
Or if the frog was dead and maybe she was trying to bring it back to life, or,
yeah,
or
who knows what she was doing. But I think he was too, you know, freaked out to figure that part out, those details. But Elizabeth said that's not proper Wicca, and he needs to talk to her before, you know, leaving the situation. But I would consider it dead animals or a red flag in that community.
Yeah.
And she says, you know, most don't use animals. Everything else could slide, the clothes, talking about spells. But
right,
the animals
right,
are a big deal.
Yeah.
You need to really get to the bottom of what that was about.
Yeah. And a lot of people were also saying, hey, regardless of witchcraft, the reason she changed so drastically is what we need to be looking at.
Yes, absolutely. There should be something that might have triggered that drastic change, and you need to get to the root of that, and then that might shed some light on what's going on and whether there's a future.
Okay. Man, I learned a lot. I learned a lot about witchcraft and all that stuff, and that's kind of fun to, you know, talk about, especially when it's not around Halloween, because we, you know, we always kind of talk about this stuff around Halloween and everything,
yeah.
But yeah, outside of that, that's kind of fun to discuss. So if you want to listen back to the call, or even, you know, post up your own experience with this, at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, got it there for you. So you got anything else, Kelly?
Yeah, no, I don't.
Okay.
See, this time of morning, like, all my thoughts have left my brain. I've said all my words. I'm pretty silent the rest of the day, to be honest.
Okay. So if you want to catch up on the show, whatever you may have missed, WDJX.com, click listen. All right, guys.
Oh, you know what I'm doing?
What?
You know what I'm doing?
What?
I'm gathering jokes. I'm gathering jokes, my friend, because I need to get back my trophy.
Yeah, but you still have a 2-game lead.
Doesn't matter.
You're still winning.
But it's in technically your possession.
Yes, I did win last week.
I need it back where she belongs.
You laugh, you lose. Yes, tomorrow we'll battle it out around 7:45 tomorrow. Guys, have a good one. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode.